Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me, and
I'm
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our Sunday fellowship service, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, where we stop in the midst of this liquid sunshine to give God a hallelujah praise, and we forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, which is the will of God. And because there is no time and distance in the spirit, we are in one place, as if we was all in one big spiritual auditorium lifting up Jesus. So we want to say welcome, especially to those of you who are fellowshipping with us for the very, very first time. We pray that you will enjoy the services on today and keep on coming back. Amen. We are a ministry who we fellowship every day, 7 days a week. This is just what we do. Amen. And so please enjoy the services. Amen. Spread the news. And we would love for you, amen, just to be a part of our big family. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And it is our pleasure to come and to serve in this capacity on today. Amen. And amen. All right. We want to have our opening prayer on this afternoon, coming from our Minister Thurman out of Philadelphia, as she comes to lead us to the throne of grace. God bless you, Sister Thurman, and the floor is yours.
Good morning. First, giving God honor and praise for who he is. I'd like to start the prayer with a song, if that's all right with you, Pastor.
Absolutely.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we tried yours and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a soul lives there. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, most holy and gracious Father God, is once again your servant come to you, God, first giving you honor for who you are, holy God of heaven, Lord in charge of everything, Lord that got everything under control, a God holy, sitting in heaven, waiting to hear from us, knowing that we got a word that's coming to us from you, God, and we're grateful. We're seeking you while you still can be found, Father God. Your word, hallelujah, living, Father God. Oh, no, it's not dead. It's living, Father, changeable. We read the same thing, and it changes each and every time. The our situation, it suits it. Hallelujah. You're a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path, Father God. Never failing us, Lord. Any situation that comes towards us, Father God, you are the answer, Father God, to it all, and we thank you. We glorify you and praise you. We lift you up, we exalt you. There's none like you, Father God. Hallelujah. We just love you, God, today. And, Lord, we are thanking you most of all because you love us in spite of ourselves, Father God. Father God, we have such a sinful nature. So first we're asking you to forgive us, God. The flesh is so weak. Father God, we're striving to be more like you, God. We're studying, we're learning, we're seeking you while you still can be found, Father God. And we're trying to do the best of our abilities to do the right thing, Father God. We need your help down here on earth, Father God, because we're tossed and driven, Father God, on this restless sea of time, Father. And we can't do nothing without you, Father God, because we fail so many times, Father. But we keep running back to you, God, because you are Savior. You're our Lord. You're our guide. You're our master. But hallelujah, you're our friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Holy Spirit, Jesus, friend, hallelujah, that we can call you in times of trouble, in times of need, in times of distress, in times of confusion, in times of joy, in times of happiness, in celebration. You're there through it all. There's nowhere we can get away from you, God. On hell, you're there. On top of the mountains, you're there. We can't run. We can't hide from you, God. You're everywhere. You're living all up inside of us, Father God, and we're thanking you. Oh, Father God, change our hearts. Change our minds, God. Let us draw closer to you in our journey, Father God. Let us be the ministers. Use us, Father God, as your servants, God. Let us do the things that you created us to be, Father, your spokesperson, Father. Let us be a witness to those that don't know you. Let us be a help to those that stand in the need. Each one, teach one about your love, your kindness, Father God, because we stand in the need, Father God. Someone is standing in the need of a word from you right now, Father God. And Father God, we have a word in our belly because you gave us all gifts and talents. There's something in us that's ready to be burst out, Father God. Oh, so Father God, use us. If you can use anything, God, use us, Lord Jesus, as your instruments, Father God. Don't let one stone be unturned, Father God. Shake it up in us, God, that it would be loosed out on your people because we stand in the need, Father. So many of us is hopeless. So many of us is depressed. So many people just don't know which way to turn, Father God. And you standing right there at the door knocking, Father God, pleading to come on in because you got the answer. Father God, open up our eyes so we'll see the glory of your salvation, Father God. Because we need you, God. We need you desperately, Lord. Don't let us fall by the wayside, Father God. Lift our children up, Father God. Because the situation down here is so bad, so bleak, Father God. The enemy is just trying to pull them down in so many different ways, Father God. And they don't know what's right from wrong at this point, Father God. Because wrong looks so good to them, Lord. But take the shields off their eyes, Father, and let them see the truth.
because the truth has set them free, Father God. Oh, Father God, the children that are being misled right now, Father, change their hearts, Father. You are mind regulator, transforming, Father God, even as they open up their eyes first thing in the morning, Father God. Arise and shine, let them give you the glory, Father God. Father God, help our children. And Father God, those that don't know you in the pardons of their sin, God, give them the will to know you, like pastors say, and to know you better, Father God. Oh, Father God, please, Lord Jesus, those wicked, those that don't want to know you, God, those that are doing everything in their power to take over, Father God. We're asking you to rebuke it, to block it, Father God. We curse it to the roots, Father God. Those that are in positions that are making decisions, politicians, kings, lawyers, policemen, whoever is in authority, Father God. Father, give them a right heart, a right mind, making good decisions for the people won't suffer so much, Father God. And Father God, hallelujah, we're asking you for a glory, hallelujah, healing on your people, Lord, mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, Father God, whatever we stand in need of, we know you are the provider. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we're thanking you for lifting us up. We're thanking you for dipping us in your blood. Hallelujah, God. We're thanking you for the blessings that you're bestowing on our lives, God. Father God, we're asking you for those that don't have no home, those that are hungry, those that can't even go to the doctor because they don't have no insurance, those that are walking around with mental illness, don't even know who they are. Father God, we're asking you for a mighty move. Stir up the atmosphere, God, that only you can. Oh, Father God, help them, Jesus. Lord, do a mighty move. Oh, God, we need you, Jesus. We're pleading on the blood, Father, this morning for services all over the land, God, each and every one lifting up the word, God. Oh, don't let it fall on deaf ears, Father God. Let it seep into our spirits and our hearts that we'll change, Father God, for the better. Father God, you don't want one soul lost. No, not one. Hallelujah. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for your promises, for your will and your way. Thank you for being patient with us, God. Help us to be more obedient, Father God. Help us to be what you have us to be, Father God. Oh, take our hands, precious Lord, and lead us on, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Don't let us stumble and fall, Father God. When our way grows drear, God, precious Lord, linger near, hallelujah. When our life is almost gone, hear our cry. Hear our call, hold our hands, Lord, lest we fall, God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. You know all about it. And we thank you, God. Oh, we won't forget to thank you, Jesus, for everything that you're going to do, for where you brought us from, we're thanking you, and for where you're taking us to, we're going to thank you. We're going to praise you. We're going to shout glory, hallelujah to you, God, and thank you for this service. Our shepherdess, in a special way, God. Meet her at the point of her needs, Father God. Thank you for her courage and her strength, Father God. Our touch of God. You know what she stands in the need of. Bless her mama in a special way, too, Father God. Oh, we don't want to forget her either, Father God. Oh, we just thanking you. God, we appreciate you. We love you. We exalt you. Because you belong to us, and we, hallelujah, we belong to you. You loved us first. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you and we exalt you. Forever and ever we shall glory, hallelujah. We rebuke the wile of the enemy that will come up against this prayer. We know Satan, you're defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings. I seal this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen for the power of prayer, the worth of prayer. Amen. Nothing happens on earth until somebody Nothing happens. Nothing comes down from heaven until somebody on earth prays. Amen. And the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Thank you so much, Minister Joanne. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. Beloved, our scripture for this morning, amen, I'd like to draw your attention to the book of St. Luke. St. Luke, amen, chapter number 14. St. Luke, chapter number 14, verse number 28. Luke 14:28 reads, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sit not down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest, happily, after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him." Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. From that portion of scripture, we're coming to you this morning with the subject, somebody paid your bill. Somebody paid your bill. Amen. Let us have one more song, just one. Amen. Then we're going to come back and immediately dive into the word of God on this morning.
Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care.
feel like you in a dead situation, I dare you to make your way right here, now, and say, he'll take care.
And most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Truly we give glory and honor, amen, to God the Father, God the Son, and God the precious Holy Spirit. And we want to thank God for an opportunity, amen, to stand before you all, amen, this morning to share what the Lord, amen, has placed on our hearts. Again, we want to invite all of our audience to please visit us at our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Let me begin by asking a question this morning. Amen. Do you personally know anyone who started a project that he or she was unable to complete? And if so, and most of us can say, yes, we know of one and sometimes several people. Sometimes even we ourselves have been found in that situation. If so, beloved, my next question is, how did people respond to that event? How did other people respond and that person half doing something, half finishing something, starting but not finishing? And then the most critical question, beloved, the most damaging for people in that situation is when that person announced their next project. They never finished the last one. They left that one half done for whatever the reason. And now they come and they want to announce a new project. How did people believe? See, did people believe them? Did people, you know, doubt them? How did people, amen, respond to that? Glory be to God. Beloved, our scripture this morning in Luke 14:28 tells us, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sit not down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest, happily, after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. And this is the word of the Lord, beloved. I have it on my heart today, beloved, to share a vital principle from the word of God that will help ensure that your next endeavor in God has a successful outcome. Over the years in ministry, beloved, I have an excess of 40 plus years in ministry. I've seen how so many believers like to blame the devil for just about everything that goes wrong in their lives. The devil this, the devil that, the devil, 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 devil. The devil is a liar. Yes, he is a liar, beloved. But although the devil certainly does try to wreak his share of havoc and destruction in our lives, see, he's a master at that. And believe me, if he can find a way in, he's going to get in. See. But although, beloved, the devil, he tries and he tries and he tries, but we have to tell the truth that everything bad that happens cannot be blamed on demonic attacks. I have discovered that a believer's defeat can often be attributed to a lack of planning and a lack of preparation. We want to look at the scripture this morning. I'm just going to just be with you just for a few minutes. We want to look at the practical side of this scripture, and then, amen, we'll see, amen, flip it over to the spiritual. Jesus, beloved, spoke of this crucial principle when he shares with us in Luke 14:28, for which of you intending to build a tower, intending to build a building, intending to build a project, intending to buy a house, huh? Intending to start a business, which of you, and with intentions like that, don't sit down first. The first thing he says, sit down, grab a chair, grab a table, sit down. And he said, and you sit down first, and then you count the cost to make sure you're going to have enough to finish the project. He said, otherwise, if you don't do it that way, after you have laid the foundation and find out that there was not sufficient to finish it, he said, people are going to begin to mock you. He already tells you what's going to happen. They're going to start laughing. They're going to start making jokes out of you. Glory be to God, beloved. And that's just the way it works. There's a building not that far from me, a church. The pastor sold his church, had hundreds of people in his congregation after his father died. The father maintained that church for years. Father died. The son comes in. And 2 years later, the building is up for sale. Sell it. They buy some big old building about 10 blocks away from scratch. The building is still there unfinished. And that's been about 7 years ago. Unfinished. Can't do anything with it. Why? Because he didn't count the cost. He didn't figure out he didn't have enough to finish it. Beloved, Jesus began this verse by underscoring the importance of sitting down. Take a seat. I know you're in a hurry to get the project done. I know you're in a hurry to move. I know you're in a hurry. He said, but sit down. Now, when the Lord tells you to sit down, I think you need to pay attention. Sit down. What does he mean? He means sit down and count the cost before beginning the project. Now you notice he didn't say when you're halfway through the project. He didn't say before you get finished the project. The words to the wise, Jesus said before you even begin the project, from the get-go, from the door, sit down and count the cost. Now, Jesus is telling us to sit down, beloved. That word sit down means someone who sits down and they take a long time to seriously contemplate the project that they are about to initiate. Well, why is taking you so long? I'm just looking at everything here. I'm just looking at, but come on now. Is this taking you that long? No, I'm sitting down. I got to think this thing through. That's a Greek definition of sitting down. You're not rushing this thing. You are seriously flipping this thing up and down and around, looking inside and out. You're contemplating, beloved, the project. All right, it's going to take this. I'm going to need this. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need this, I'm going to need this, I'm going to need that. Part of that contemplation process, beloved, is counting the cost of the endeavor. You got to count the cost. Well, that means, beloved, you have to count or to calculate the real cost of the project before it is commenced. All All right. Well, okay, we're going to need contracts. That's how much they get paid. Okay, well, you know, no, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. Hey, this place don't have no gas. So that means everything's electric. All right, so wait a minute now. What's the average electric bill? All right, wait a minute now. So when what's the expenses for this? Wait a minute now. Okay, and we're going to need supplies. Okay, all right. Okay, how much is supplies? Google the supplies. Okay, see how much that's costing. All right, let's get an average on that. Let's put all this up now. Okay, so if everything is costing, you know, this amount of money, and okay, that means that we got to do it for this amount of money to make a profit. Baby, you got to wait. You got to crunch some numbers. You just can't go out on a whim. The Bible says if you go out on a whim, you're going to be embarrassed. You got to sit down and crunch some numbers. Give me some facts. Glory be to God. Okay, all right. Nice, beautiful house. I love the house. I think I can afford it. Okay, now, talk to the homeowner. What's their average electric bill, gas bill, water bill? Why you need to know that? Because I got to crunch some numbers. I can't find out my utilities more than my rent, more than my mortgage. Glory be to God. He says, beloved, calculate the real cost of the project before you sign on the dotted line, before you make a commitment, before you say, I do. Do some facts and research. It's nothing about being unspiritual with that. Matter of fact, it shows how spiritual you are. Because you got a little wisdom tucked under your belt. Beloved, this process includes a careful consideration of not only the monetary costs involved in accomplishing the assigned task, but also of all that will be necessary in order to complete the task. The time spent, physical effort expended, relationships impact. You need an expert here, an expert. Well, how much they want an hour? Well, how many hours you think we're going to need? All right, 25 hours times $25. Well, what'd that come to? The Bible says count the cost. Come on, no hidden expenses, no surprises. Come on, let's lay this thing on the table. Glory be to God. Furthermore, beloved, the Bible says here, but if you first sit down, count the cost, and see if you have enough to finish it. Now, that word finish means to bring a project to completion. Beloved, now we know there's a whole lot of half-done projects out there. What's happening with you? But yeah, I started it. We started it. A lot of times people, beloved, especially in real estate, people go out there and they buy them HUD houses and VA houses and those rehab houses and want to brag to everybody, man, I got this house for a couple hundred. I got this house for $1,000. Uh-huh. Couple years later, it's still vacant. Now somebody else buying it. Why? Because when you got in the house, amen, you found out that the cost of rehab was more than you can handle. Because you didn't do your homework. You didn't count the cost and see if you had enough to finish it. Jesus didn't say, see if you got enough to start it. He said, see if you got enough to finish it the way it needs to be finished, beloved. According to Jesus, it is very important to have the foresight before you get started on the project to ensure that you have the wherewithal to finish it, beloved. Getting started on a task is easy. That's easy breezy. But if you do not have a solid financial and logistical plan, beloved, in place, you will see very little progress. And so this is why Jesus continued in the next verse, beloved, in verse 29 by saying, lest happily, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. Beloved, when we look at that word mock, it means to ridicule, to mock, to taunt someone. According to Jesus, if you give up on your project before it is complete, bystanders will ridicule you. They will taunt you. They will talk about you. They will mock at you. They're going to laugh at you, huh? And even if they don't, beloved, you can best believe the devil most certainly will accuse you of being a stupid failure who can't finish what you start. Therefore, beloved, the wise course of action is to avoid, beloved, this scenario. Avoid the accusing voices altogether. And we do that by developing a meticulous plan in advance, a well thought out, drawn out plan, prayed over, fasted over. Come on, y'all. Talking to the Lord over, did I miss anything? By sitting down and seriously contemplating, beloved, the logistics of your project, what it will cost, where is the money coming from, how much help you're going to need, and so on and so forth. And then you will know exactly what you need to see your endeavor through to completion. Glory be to God. So, beloved, today I strongly encourage you to do what Jesus said. If we just do it, when they was at the wedding and when Jesus performed his first miracle and they was running out of wine, glory be to God, and they came to Mary, Jesus' mother Mary, and said, what are we going to do? He said, whatever Jesus said, just do it. Then the scripture tells us, beloved, in the book of James, and don't be a hearer only, but do a doer. Be a doer of the word, because otherwise you're at like a person looking in the mirror. You see that your hair not combed. You see you got twinkles in your eye. Okay? But you won't wash your face. You won't comb your hair. You're still going to leave the house. See? No, you look in the mirror to see what needs to be corrected. Beloved, I encourage you, glory be to God, to just do what Jesus said. He says, number one, sit down. Now, you notice he don't even want you doing this thing standing up. I just feel better standing up. No, I want you to do what Jesus said. Get yourself a pillow if your backside hurts. Hey, take a seat. Number two, he says, contemplate the total cost. I want no hidden surprises. All right, what else? Whatever expenses we going to need, y'all? What else? What else? I ain't sure. Google it. You Google everything else. Do some research. The total cost, beloved, of your task or your assignment that lies ahead of you before you begin. Count the cost from every angle to make sure you will truly be able to finish with excellence what you started out of obedience. Beloved, I want you to know today that you can do whatever God has called you to do as long as you take heed to his words and as long as you do it his way. My next question, beloved, amen, as we flip this over now to the spiritual. When you hear the words count the cost, what does that mean to you personally for the future plans you are currently praying about? It would be good for you to count the total cost financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, needed to complete the project that you are planning to start. Oh, glory be to the living God. Beloved, when we read in the book of Luke, chapter number 14, I encourage you to read that whole chapter. Amen. When you get some time today, beloved, Jesus lays out the terms of discipleship. Glory be to God. There were great crowds following him. Everyone loved the miracles, the healing, the free food. Jesus was cool. Jesus was the talk of the town. He was the latest fad. But Jesus knew their hearts. Oh, yeah, he knew their hearts. 1 Samuel 16 and 7 says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Oh, yeah, Jesus knew their hearts, beloved. He knew that they desired the benefits of what he did rather than an understanding of who he was. He knew that they were seeking his hand and not his face. And this is why the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, that God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. They loved his gifts, but they didn't like the life that he was calling them to. But just give me your gifts, Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus explained what it takes to be one of his followers. Jesus said, beloved, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Well, Jesus went on, beloved, to say, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it. Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. What king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, Jesus said a lot in those simple illustrations. He quickly put an end idea that he offered some kind of welfare program. Although the gift of eternal life is free to anyone who asks, as it tells us in St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Beloved, the asking requires a transfer of ownership. Oh, glory be to God. Ask your neighbor this afternoon, have you transferred your ownership? Luke 9:23 says, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Glory be to God. Galatians 5:24 says, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desire. Oh, yeah, there must be a transfer of ownership. We say you got to count the cost, beloved. Counting the cost to some terms first before you get started in following Christ. We cannot simply follow our own inclinations. We cannot follow him and the world's way at the same time. This is why Matthew 7 and 13 tells us, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Oh, yes, beloved. Following him may mean that we will lose relationships. Following him may mean that we might lose some dreams, some material things, or even our own lives. We got to count the cost and figure out if we're willing to pay. Sometimes, beloved, we are evaluating an item or a situation, and we look at it. We say, you know, this is a nice piece right here, but I don't want to pay for it. It's nice, but I want it free. Oh, this is nice right here. Let's see if we can bargain them down. Let's see if we can Jew them down. I like to have it, but I don't want to pay the price that they're asking. Not that much. Oh no, it's too much to pay. If I give them that amount of money for this, it's going to leave me with nothing. Oh no, it's not worth it. If I pay that amount, it's going to leave me empty. It's going to leave me bankrupt. Oh, glory be to God. It's not worth it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. But I want you to know today that your credit is good with God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless be the name of the living God. Yeah, beloved, we got to take a serious look. We got to count it up, count the cost, and see if we're willing to pay it. You may even have enough to pay it, but might not want to get up off of it. Am I willing to pay it? Glory be to God. Beloved, those who are following Jesus, for what they can't get, for what only for what they can get, they won't stick around when the going gets tough. Oh no, you can tell those who are just following Jesus for the fish and the loaves. Glory be to God. Because when God's way conflict with our way, we will feel betrayed by the shallow me first faith that we brought into it. Beloved, if we have not counted the cost of being his child, we will turn away at the threat of sacrifice and find something else to gratify our selfish desires. This is why in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 5, it says, some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. Verse number 16 goes on to say, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterwards, when tribulation comes, when persecution comes, that arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Why? Because they're just following Jesus for the fish and the loaves. They're seeking his hand and not his face. These are the ones who have not counted the cost of what it means to be a disciple, beloved. In Jesus' earthly ministry, there came a time when the free food stopped and the public opinion turned real ugly. The cheering crowds became jeering crowds, and Jesus knew ahead of time exactly what would happen. Now,
Jesus ended his description of the cost of discipleship with a breathtaking statement. Jesus said, beloved, in Luke 14:33, he says, so likewise, whoever of you who does not forsake all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Jesus says, if you're not willing to count up the cost and ready to give it all up, withholding nothing, he said, you don't qualify. Glory be to God. You've got to be able and willing to turn your back on everybody, everyone, even your own self. Hallelujah. Or else you cannot be my disciple. He said, no, this is the true cost. Hallelujah, of discipleship. Count it up before you say yes, Lord. Count it up before you tell the Lord you're going all the way. Otherwise, you're going to start the project and leave the project half done. This is why he said, he that endureth until the end shall be saved. Not the one who started and didn't finish. Not the one who went 50% of the way. Not the one who went 75% of the way. Not the one who went 99% of the way. Lord, help me to make 100. The 99 and a half just won't do. Beloved, Jesus said, you must renounce. Renounce, beloved, may mean that we have to give something up physically. But more often, it means we got to let go emotionally. I say we got to let it go. We got to let it go. We're counting up the cost to be his disciples. So, beloved, because otherwise, what we possess will no longer possess us. Glory be to God. When we become one of his, we cannot continue to belong to this world. This is why 1 John 2:15-17 says this: do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Beloved, what am I saying? Am I closing? I'm saying you got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. Hallelujah. The choice is yours. It's all yours. But the consequences belong to God. Beloved, I come to tell you today, you cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. But either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Glory be to God. Beloved, the rich young ruler, when he was confronted with that choice, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 18 that he turned his back on Jesus. Because he said, Jesus, this is too much for me to pay. I can't pay it like that. I got it like that, but I ain't willing to pay for it. Just because I got it don't mean I'm going to pay for it. He said, the cost is too much for me to bear. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Beloved, if you learned that you have just won an all expense trip to the islands, glory be to God. Hotel paid for, your airfare paid for, the car was paid for, your food was paid for, even in same way. They love the idea of eternal life. They love the idea of escaping hell. Glory be to God. They love the idea of having Jesus at their beck and call. But they are not willing to leave the life they now live. They're not willing to leave it. They're not willing to leave their desires, leave their lifestyle, leave their sinful habits. All of these things are too precious to them. They have count the cost and said, Jesus, I'm not willing to pay the price. They want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to have Jesus and the world. Glory be to God. Beloved, their lives may exhibit a token change. They might begin to start attending church. They might pray a little bit. They might begin to do a little things that are spiritual. They might even give up a major sin, beloved, but they want to retain ownership of everything else. They said, I give you this, but I won't give you that. Because I counted the cost, and it's too much to pay. Beloved, this is why, hallelujah, in Luke 14, this is what Jesus is talking about. These are the people that Jesus is talking about. He's talking to people with that type of mindset. Hallelujah, they can't give it all up. Beloved, I come to tell you that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Or Jesus Christ is not Lord of all. Let me say this, and I'm really finished, beloved. We cannot earn salvation by lifestyle change. We cannot earn salvation by any other good deed. That's why Ephesians 2 and 8 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Beloved, but when we choose to follow Christ, we are releasing control of our lives. And when Jesus is in control, glory be to God, we have pure living. Pure, the results will be pure living, beloved. And we can find that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Beloved. And this is why when Jesus spoke about the parable of the sower, it was only the soil that allowed the seed to put down roots. Only the soil, the word is the soil, only the soil that allowed the seed to put down the roots and bear fruit that was called good. Beloved, if we're going to be his disciples, we must first count the cost of following him. Regardless of how high the cost, beloved, we have to say, glory be to God, I'll pay the bill. You want to know why? Because my credit is good. Because my credit is good, beloved. I said, Jesus paid a debt. He did not owe. Glory be to God. You have to know, amen, hallelujah, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We got to know that we are more than conquerors through Christ. We got to know, beloved, that it's in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. We have to know that without Christ, we can do nothing. We got to know, beloved, as long as our heart is right, as long as our heart is made up, our mind made up, glory be to God, hallelujah, when we've done all that we can do, hallelujah, Jesus will come in and do the rest. He said, your credit is good, glory be to God, hallelujah. He said, I've already paid the bill, glory be to God, hallelujah. I said, there's a man in town going around paying all the debts of everyone. new life and know him. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Glory be to God. Will you make up your mind that I surrender all to him, my precious Savior. I said, I surrender all. Mama, I love you. Daddy, I love you. I love your family. I really, really love you. But I've got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things going to be given back to me. He said, whatever you give up, you're going to come back. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whatever you give up for God, God going to give it back to you double-fold, triple-fold, 10 times, 30, 60, 100-fold. I say you don't lose when you give it up for him. Oh, glory be to God. Whatever you put in God's hands, he will multiply. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, count the cost. If you see yourself stuck, is it better to have known Christ than to not know Christ and to turn away? But the Bible says otherwise you have crucified him afresh. Glory be to God. Beloved, ask God to help you. If you find yourself stuck between a rock and a hard place, ask God to help you. Sit down and recalculate this thing. Glory be to God. I might have to give up this job. I might have to move out of this neighborhood. Baby, let me tell you something. Push come to shove, you might have to give up your own life. If we living or dead, glory be to God. But whatever we give up, hallelujah, God is pleased. God is well pleased. This is a true cost of discipleship. If you can't withhold nothing, you got to give it all. You got to give it all, beloved. We like to hold stuff back. I got some clothes for you, but we got our best pieces on the other side of the closet. I got some food for you, but we got our best meat stuffed in the back of the freezer. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I got some money for you, but we got the real money tucked under the bed mattress. So we like to hold the best for ourselves, but I say glory be to God when you give it all up today. Romans 12:1 says, beloved, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, give us a strong spirit. Father God, sustain us, Father. Enable us to endure, Father God. Father, help us, Father, to take steps to build new habits with our walk with you, Father, that will increase our spiritual stamina, Father, and consistency, and to ensure, Father God, that we will be able to finish what we have started, but finish our journey. Finish, Father God, our physical journey, our emotional journeys, our spiritual journey with you, Father God. Hallelujah. With even greater strength than we began when we first began our commitment and our assignment. And we say thank you, God. Hallelujah. We don't have to be afraid to surrender all, because in reality, Jesus already paid the bill. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. When he said it was finished, the bill was already paid. All we have to do now is submit to the process, walk in faith, hallelujah, and give the Lord some praise. And we say thank you. Maybe I'm talking to you today, and you've counted the cost. You've never given Jesus Christ your life.
You said, nah, that's too much. Oh, no, they pray too much. Oh, no, no. Church, no, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to go to no physical church. I don't even want to go on the internet. I just happen to be flipping in and listening to you today, Pastor Bradford. No, I don't want to do that. No, I ain't giving no tithes. I ain't giving no offerings. No, you're talking about loving my neighbors and loving my friends and loving my families and taking the low road. No, no, no. I said no. Huh? That's real. That's real. It's too much to be a Christian. I ain't doing all that. No, I done counted the cost. I've seen my mother. I've seen my family members. I've seen my father. I've seen what real Christians go through. It's too much. And I don't wanna pay the price y'all got there, huh? I'm telling you to reconsider your ways. I'm telling you to reconsider. I'm begging with you right now as I make this altar call. I'm begging with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To reconsider. If the price is too high, just know, glory be to God, that Jesus, amen, got you. Your credit is good with him. I didn't say what it looked like with TransUnion and Equifax. Glory be to God. No, your credit is good with him. When you make him Lord, amen, he'll come in and see you through. He'll make sure that you finish when you walk with him, because he is the author and the finisher. And God always finishes everything he begins. Matter of fact, he starts from the finish end back. He starts from the end and works it up to the beginning. Come on and say yes. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. And he desires to have a relationship with you and to give you a life full of joy and purpose. You might say, okay, Pastor, tell me, why do I need Jesus? I'm going to tell you why I need Jesus. You need Jesus real quick, and then we're going to pray. Number one, you need Jesus because you have a past. And you can't go back, but he can. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Hebrews 13:8. And he can walk into those places of sin and failure and wipe the slate clean and give you a brand new beginning. Not only do you need Jesus because you have a past, but you need Jesus because you need a friend. And Jesus knows the worst about you, yet he believes the best. Why? Because he sees you not as you are, but as you will be when he gets through with you. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. The third reason, beloved, you need Jesus is not only because you have a past, not only because you need a friend, but because Jesus holds the future. Beloved, look around you. Who else are you going to trust in the times that we're living in? In his hands, you are safe and secure today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. His word says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And those days when you pray, I will listen. Listen, if you'd like to begin a personal relationship with Jesus today, you don't have to have on any certain colors. You don't have to have on a suit and a tie and a skirt and stockings. And glory be to God, you don't even have to be on your knees. You don't have to be in nobody's physical church. Glory be to God, because the bottom line is when God gets finished with you, you're going to be the church. You hear what I'm saying? There's no time and distance in the spirit. Right where you are, sitting in your car, standing in your kitchen, in your bathroom, wherever you are, just open your heart and open your mouth and repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I believe you died for me, and that your blood pays for my sins and provides me with the gift of eternal life. By faith, I receive that gift, and I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen and amen. And guess what? If you said that and meant that, you are saved, baby. You are saved. You are saved. Amen. The angels are rejoicing in heaven. Amen. And we are rejoicing too. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Go to our website. Amen. And get the mailing address, P.O. Box 461. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org. You get the telephone number. Everything is there. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the service on today. Thank you for the word of God that will never return into your void. Father God, forgive us for not counting the cost. We want to thank you, Father God, for the common sense approach in our message today. Father God, we know that you have called us to do significant things with our lives. So we accept the challenge to sit down and calculate the cost before we get started. Father, the last thing we want to do is start something and can't finish and give others a reason to mock us and laugh at us, Father God, or to deride your holy assignment in our lives. We do not want to create an opportunity to hear the accusing voice of the devil or the mocking voices of doubters or non-believers, Father. So we thank you for helping us, Father God, to use our mind. Thank you for helping us to seek wise counsel and to take, Father God, each step of faith carefully. Father, we receive your supernatural assistance to do everything natural you've called us to do and spiritual. Thank you, Father, because you are our shepherd and you lead us and guide us into all truth. And we bless you and we say thank you in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Thank you so much. Amen for sharing. Amen. Signing in. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to be a financial blessing to this ministry, amen, you go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. God bless you. Amen. As we collect our tithes and offerings this morning, amen. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. That is it for our services on today. Amen. Glory be to God now. Thank God for the liquid sunshine coming down today. Amen. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. We will not be at the altar of prayer on tomorrow, but we will definitely, Lord's willing, be here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for our spiritual breakfast. Please come back and have breakfast for us. Amen. It's not going to cost you nothing. Amen. Salvation is free, but now the kingdom going to cost you. And let me say this before I get a benediction. I really am finished. When Jesus said, count the cost, Jesus is telling us to count the cost because salvation is free, but the kingdom is going to cost you something. Somebody needs to tell somebody that. Somebody needs to tell somebody that. The kingdom going to cost you. And it definitely does. It takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. So we'll be here tomorrow morning at 6. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Beautiful Memorial Day. Glory be to God. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Let us pray for one another. Amen. Continue to keep me in your prayers, saints. Amen. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you praying for me, praying for the ministry, and let us pray one for another in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go forward today, thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for helping us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father God. We cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Show us your pathway for provision, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to surrender all to you and stop withholding certain areas of our lives, but to let it all go, just to trust you, Father. And to know, Father God, that you're not trying to take nothing away from us, but you're trying to give us something because you are in our best interest at all times. Help us to reject the lie of the devil, Father. Help us to reject it. You're not throwing us under the bus. But you're trying to position us, Father, to be blessed going in and out. But we got to give it up first. We got to surrender it. And we say thank you for it. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer in Jesus' name by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet. We declare that Satan is defeated. A darkness is dispelled. Glory be to God and Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And the Lord of Lords. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. I love you guys. I really, really do. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you ask.
Shall not be denied. It shall not
If you ask in faith, never wavering, He is faithful to do exceedingly above. Oh, you ask a thing, and it shall saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the
Amen and amen. Saints, amen. Don't be afraid to count the cost. Don't be afraid to make a commitment to pay the bill, because there's a man in town going around paying off everybody's debts who puts in a request. Amen. And Jesus is his name. Love you.